Time now on the Bonanza Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, that was a really fun series to watch from a fan's perspective. Did you get a chance to enjoy it at all?
Absolutely. I think when it's all over, it's more of a relief, Schultzy, but I was really proud of the guys, and we won a tough game. I mean, the last 5 minutes, we did everything in our power to probably lose that thing, but we found a way to get it done, and I think that's a testament to the guys, and you have to win games like that, Schultzy. I really believe that, and it was a must-win game. I felt that, you know, by winning the McNaughton Cup, you know, the coaches, the players, the fans. If we lost that first round series, it would have been tough because of the success we had in the regular season. So I was just proud that we got through it and looking forward to the next series.
You had to deal with 5-minute majors, short benches, leads, deficits. You kind of ran the gamut last weekend. How can that help you for this weekend and hopefully for next weekend too?
I just hope it's a message that's, you know, if you see letters, if you see numbers, don't hit. You know what I mean, Schultzy? I mean, two hit from behinds, and we have to make sure that we don't do that, you know, especially in the playoffs right here. Again, 5 minutes is just too dicey. And again, the guys did a great job killing that penalty off on Sunday. But again, it could have been very hazardous.
When you score the first goal of the game, you're 18-6-2. When you don't, you're 4-8-1. You've always said scoring the first goal is important. In the playoffs, it's even more so, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's kind of one of those, you know, I think it's a sigh of relief. But I also think it brings a lot of confidence to your team.
Well, it's as hard as it is to score nowadays. How much do you need a goal like Miles had? I don't know that I've ever seen somebody score with their butt on the back wall before.
Chris McKelvey against Notre Dame. It was pretty close. It wasn't quite on the end wall. But if you remember that one, Schultzy, that's what it reminded me of when it went in right there. It was early in the game, you know, when Max scored the same thing as Notre Dame. He wasn't quite on the end wall, but it was kind of a similar play. But you'll take it any time, and it's one of those deflating moments for the other team as well.
League handed out the first of its postseason awards yesterday. You had four named either all-conference or what have you. Coaches get it right?
You know, I haven't really looked, Schultzy. I was just more concerned with our guys and told our guys. I haven't really looked at the rest of the players. Maybe I'll do that early next week, but I'm sure the coaches did. We see so much tape, and we see so much of each other. I'm sure they got it right.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. The Bonanza Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonanza Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceratori. Tom on a Bowling Green. You haven't played them since early January. How different of a team are they now?
I think they're pretty similar. They're playing with more confidence right now, Schultzy. And Nell's playing really well. And I think that's obviously giving their team a lot of confidence. And they're just the same old Bowling Green. They play a heavy game. They shoot the puck hard. They've got a good defensive core. They got experience. They got balanced forwards. And, of course, again, you know, Nell's a good goaltender.
Scored a gaggle on the power play last week. How do you stop them?
We have to make sure that we don't overextend ourselves. That's one thing we talked to our penalty killers about this week. Yeah, you have to watch yourself. You have to stay inside the dots. And then, obviously, when they shoot, we got to make sure we're Johnny on the spot clearing pucks. But we can't get really aggressive against these guys because they widen their D. You'll notice that tonight, Schultz. They really keep their D wide on the blue line. And, you know, the more you extend yourself, you know, the more they're going to have that second layer to penetrate and make cross-diagonal plays. And they're still going to make some cross-diagonal plays just because of how wide their defensemen are and how high up their wingers are. But as long as we don't give them another diagonal pass, I think we'll be fine.
Taking zero penalties is a good way to stop their power play too, isn't it?
No, you're right, Schultzy, and I hope we can keep it to three penalties tonight. It'd be nice to keep it to three penalties and go from there.
Is this weekend as simple as stop Mitch McLean and you got a good chance of winning?
Well, I give them a lot more credit than that, just like I hope they give us a lot more credit than that. They've got a lot of weapons in their arsenal. Mitch McLean's a heck of a player. He's good down low. He's good in that paint area. They got a lot of guys who can play, though, and as we do. So, yeah, I think it's just collectively it's a team effort, and you got to make sure, again, that you defend as a team and, you know, you attack as a team. And we have a lot of guys that we have to watch out for Bowling Green.
Getting back to penalties, as a coach, do you talk about it? Do you want guys thinking about it too much, or do you just not even really bring it up so that they're not thinking about, oh, shoot, I can't take a penalty here and can't be aggressive and can't play?
It's kind of a combination. You have to. All I brought up last week, and I brought it up sometime this week, I can't remember which day, is again, you know, when they turn, you can't hit numbers. You know, you can't hit letters. You can't hit nameplates. You can't hit numbers. You know, it's the only thing. You got to be just cognizant of that, and you have to be disciplined. And we just don't want to put ourselves in a pickle like we did last week, Schultzy, with two 5-minute majors.
How important is last change against a team like Bowling Green?
I just think a last change is important to, you know, whoever you play, because again, you want to have control of the line changes and you want to try to dictate the match, the matchups.
The high school state tournament is going on. I saw one of the craziest stats I think I've ever seen. High school tournament, Minnesota outdrew every single NHL game last night. It's a testament to that tournament and what it means to this state, isn't it?
Was there 20,000 there last night, over 20? Yeah. It's unbelievable. No, it just tells you, again, what a magical weekend the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament is. And it is. It's a fun time, and it's bigger than ever.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.